sometimes the gospel's easy to preach on, and sometimes the gospel's not so easy to preach on. You know, that word gospel, good news. When Jesus is talking about worms that don't die and fires that don't quench, about the Gehenna and cutting off body parts, it's hard sometimes to see this as the good news. But each time we enter into the scriptures, into the gospels, we have to remember that this is the good news, the saving message of Jesus Christ. And so when he speaks these truths, what may be these hard truths to us, it has to be seen through the light of love, of mercy, of good news. You know, Robert Frost has that famous poem about the two paths diverging in the forest. But Christ gives us his version of the two paths in the gospel today. The path to life and the path to death. The path to heaven, the path to hell. Hell, it's a reality. Not some invention of the church to scare people to follow the rules, but a real and true consequence of our actions if we choose anything other than God. You know, we can play with the world and get a false notion that there's options out there, and there's choices, there's a lot of gray area, and maybe this, maybe that. The Lord's clear today. The path to life or the path to death. And so our response is, which path am I on? The church kind of expects her children to do a thorough examination of conscience on a regular basis, maybe even on a daily basis, to reflect on the choices we've made, the decisions we're living, our lifestyle. Am I on the path to life or the path to death? Mother Church gives us the beautiful sacrament of confession. As we heard in the opening prayer, that's how God's power is shown most mightily, in his pardoning and his mercy. So if you want to encounter the power of God, come see me in the confessional. That's where God's power is truly seen. But you can go online. There are examinations of consciences everywhere. Find one that matches you and your state in life. Are you married? Are you single? Are you a parent with children at home? Are you elderly? Are you a widower? Are you confined to home? How are you responding to Christ's invitation? You can go through the Ten Commandments. You can go through the Beatitudes. You can go through the precepts of the church. You can go through the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. Are you saying yes to Jesus? You know, Jesus says, if your hand causes you to sin, or your foot, or your eye. And he's speaking with hyperbole. He's going to the extreme to make a point. Our eyes and our hands and our feet don't cause us to sin. Sin is when you intentionally choose anything other than God. You're going to go to heaven or hell based upon your choices. It's that simple. Not that easy, but it's that simple. And this is what we're confronting with in the gospel today. The disciples, the apostles, they're not getting it. You know, Jesus just reprimanded them because they were arguing who was the greatest. He had just revealed to them that he was going to die. And their response was, well, who's the best? Who's your greatest follower? Who's your number two? So he brings a child to their midst and says, this is what it means to be great. And how does John respond? Well, we saw someone else who wasn't part of our group trying to do the same work we are. Make him stop. We get so focused on ourselves and what we think is the right way that we dampen the spirit. We don't see it through God's eyes. Jesus says, if you're not against me, you're with me. Allow them to do the work in my name. And this is why it's so important for us to be on that path to life, that path to heaven. It's not just so that we don't go to hell. That's a very good reason to make good choices. And if that's all you have, please, let that be enough for you. But the world needs you. In these days with crisis in the church needs your faithful witness. The church needs the laity to rise up and become saints, to show us what it means to be faithful to Jesus and to his church. In the first reading, we heard about the Spirit being given to 72, and Moses said he wishes that everyone had the Spirit. He wishes everyone was a prophet. Well, guess what? If you've been baptized, you are a prophet. You have been commissioned, empowered to be a prophet of Jesus Christ. You don't need to wear vestments and be able to preach the homily to be a prophet. In your baptism, you have become a prophet, and you are expected to share the saving message of Jesus Christ to everyone that you meet. That's why Jesus said, "Don't stop him. He's doing my work." The world is in desperate need of saints. And not just the famous ones who we have a holy card in our Bibles, but she needs you. Mother Church needs you to be a saint, to die to yourself and to live for Christ. This is what's at stake. St. James has some good words for us when we get too tightened in ourselves, storing up riches and wealth and not sharing that with those who need it. But more than physical poverty, is the spiritual poverty in the world today, the spiritual poverty in our families, the spiritual poverty at our places of employment. Are you saying yes to your invitation to spread that message of Jesus? Or what is it that's keeping you off that path? What do you need to cut off? What is that you need to pluck out? Are you stuck and scrolling to the dark side of the internet? Do you need to get rid of your phone? Are you stuck in political nonsense, arguing with everybody because of this or that, because what you watch on the news? Turn off the TV, throw it away. Are you stuck in gossip at work or at home? Stop. What do you have to get rid of in your life? Are you addicted to alcohol or drugs or social media or Fortnite or whatever the latest video game is? Are you stuck in anything that's keeping you from giving your life to Christ? Cut it out. Get rid of it. This is what Christ is inviting us to. There are two paths in life. The path to life, the path to death. It really is that simple. Which path are you on?